When I am typing, can you hear it?
Seasons change as inevitably as time marches on. However, one thing that never changes is how greatly a song can affect us on an emotional level. Welcome to the Greatest Song You've Never Heard podcast. I'm your host, Chris Cochran, along with my co-host and good friend, Mr. Philip Anderson. Phil, how are you today?
Doing fantastic. You know what? It's the best day of my life.
Is it really?
Yep. And when you say Philip, I think we've done this before, one L or two L's, because a lot of people are sadly mistaken. Mm. It is one L. Anyway, yes, the greatest day of my life.
One L, just like one life. That's all we got.
So they say.
I met a guy one time. His name was
start of a song.
Well, what was his name? He told me I would never forget his name. he was missing an eye, and he had a patch over his eye. And he said, my name is, and I can't remember his name. He goes, but you'll never forget because you spell it with one eye like this.
That's hysterical. Of course, we don't have a YouTube channel, so you can't see that Chris just pointed to his eye. Which is okay. We have enough going. I don't post enough on Twitter and Facebook as it is. In fact, we have not actually recorded an episode in what might be April.
It's been some time. That's for sure. Yes. You know, we've both been busy, mostly just me being busy.
And what are you trying to say? I'm not busy.
No, I'm just saying, like, you're usually the one going, hey, we need to record. What's your week look like? And I'm like, oh, I'm gone this week. Oh, how about next week? Oh, I'm gone next week. And so it's usually me being the holdup.
And he's in Seattle. He's like, that's all right. I'm going to bring my stuff. We can record while I'm there. You ready to record? I forgot the microphone.
It's true.
Well, it is what it is. But well, I just put this a little higher priority than Chris does.
So. I appreciate that. Phil, for those who don't know, and this is their first episode, give us a quick rundown as to what they can expect out of today's show.
So for those who don't know, if this is your first episode and you've actually made it to this point without clicking over to Joe Rogan or Mike Rowe or something like that, we get together in theory every week and sit down and go over a song one person brings to the table, and it's supposed to be one of the greatest songs that most people have never heard. Mm. That is our hope. Are there exceptions? Of course there are. We're not going to bring those up because I'll feel sad. And That's kind of what we try to do. Are there going to be people around the world that go, come on, I've been listening to this song for 30 years. Yeah, because you're a deep diver into that artist. Most people have not, okay? And that's what we kind of try to bring. For instance, we're nearing our 100th episode, and we're going to actually have some fun on that episode, I think. But
as opposed to all the other episodes where we're just boring and hate ourselves?
Exactly. That's exactly what I meant.
Good call.
Thank you. So anyway, I think this one is going to surprise a lot of people. And I think it's kind of needed a little bit in this day and age. Mm. And it's a song that you will never guess the name of.
Mm. Okay.
But you might know the...
I'm laughing because one of my favorite bands is a...
I thought you were laughing because your chair's squeaky.
No, I need... one of my favorite bands is a Seattle band called Minus the Bear. And every one of their albums, all the songs have nothing to do with the rest of like the title. Like one of them is called Monkey, !! Knife, !! Fight, !! But that's the song, Monkey, Knife, Fight. There's no monkeys or knives in the song.
Fighting.
Right.
That's hysterical. I actually love that model.
Yeah.
I'm a little mad that they thought of it first, but c'est la vie.
That's true.
Anyway, you will not guess the name of the song, but you may guess the band.
Okay. Are we ready for it now?
I think so. Shall we do it?
Let's do it.
Imagine. and lights the ground. Oh, Harry, is there something we can do to save the land we love? Oh, oh, oh.
I have to say, this definitely falls into one of the greatest songs I've never heard categories. I love this song a ton.
I keep waiting there for there to be a...
There's no
but. There should have been more saxophone.
Anyone I know has a big butt. Let's talk about your big butt.
I cannot lie.
Okay, there's so many things about this song that I loved. The messaging is great. You can tell it was written at a time... not unlike today, when a lot of people were sick and tired of the way politics are going, when yep. they're like, hey, Harry Truman, we need you again. Come out of retirement, maybe out of the grave even. The French horn and the clarinet solos were amazing and unexpected. I didn't expect those to pop into there.
Kind of weird, kind of almost out of character, right? A little bit?
A little bit. When they started playing, it made sense. You know, it's very Beatlesque in its feeling of how this was composed.
Yep.
It was the production on this. Actually, there was something about the mixing of it that wasn't my favorite, but I did really like the production value of it. It was really, really good. And my guess is it's got to be based in like the mid to late 70s is when it was probably released or recorded. Am I even close on that?
Yep.
Okay. The drums are always a dead giveaway for that because they're detuned and muted. So it's like doopa 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 doo, that very Beatles sound.
You're very good at picking that up too.
America's wondering how we got here. Harry, all we get is lies.
I mean, right?
Yeah. We're getting sleepless like- cars, rocket ships to Mars from men who sell us out. This is like today in a nutshell. It's just funny how, you know, what goes around comes around, and life isn't always something new.
God, man, it's just I've always liked this song, and the
band. There's something about the harmonies in the background that are so familiar. It almost sounds like Queen, the harmonies in the background. But I know that wasn't Freddie Mercury singing. I have no clue who the song is, and I have no clue who the artist is. Although I'm sure you're going to tell me I know who the artist is once you tell me.
Well, didn't I say you'll never guess the name of the song, but you'll probably know the artist?
Yes.
So do you have a guess of the name of the song?
I'm going to guess it's called 77 is Burning in Flames.
By the way, no, it's not. That's hysterical. By the way, the reason I laughed in the middle of the song is because I noticed on your image there, it says your name, Chris. And then it said, not the Traveling Wilburys. I think you've had that in the past. It's hysterically funny. Okay. Well, no. Do you have a real guess for the name of the song?
The only thing I could think of is America Needs You, Harry Truman. But that's a terrible song lyric. So.
Yeah, that's a bit longer than the actual name.
Harry Truman?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Perfect. I thought you were just trying to throw me off by giving me it was something else when it's obviously called Harry Truman.
Well, so I said you probably know the band. Maybe you won't. But let me.
Is it Harry Nilsson?
No, No. And trust me, I'm looking for a Harry Nilsson song to play.
Oh, I've been looking for a Harry Nilsson song to play.
Well, let me give you a little hint on the band, okay?
Okay.
From their beginnings, people had questions about this band. Questions 67 and 68, however, were the big ones. Like, does anybody really know what time it is? The answer to that question was 25 or 6 to 4, which ironically was answered on a Saturday in the park.
See, this is an unfair song to bring because Chicago, of whom this band is the performer, I hate Chicago for this one reason. Find a freaking lead singer and stick with them.
We've had this conversation before.
And it drives me nuts.
We both differ big time. Okay. Peter Cetera really was the one who elevated the band, kind of like Steve Perry on Journey.
Yeah.
Journey was around long before Steve Perry got there. And then Steve Perry's vocals catapulted them, right? But to me, it's a double-edged sword because you're going to just ram the band into the ground because it's going to be too much, in my opinion. That's why I like the different singers, okay? But Peter Cetera, although with the band almost from the beginning, if not the beginning, he's really kind of the hallmark of that sound.
Right.
But there were some really good vocalists. For instance, the vocalist on this song actually wrote "Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is?" By the way, off their first album in 1969, it was actually called Chicago Transit Authority. And then the Chicago Transit Authority put a cease and desist on the name. And like, really? Come on, we're throwing you a bone here. Anyway. Beginnings, questions 67, 68, Saturday in the Park, and 25 or 64. All songs written by Robert Lamb, who sung this one.
Interesting. Yeah, I really liked everything about this song. It kind of shows, you know, Chicago is one of those checkered pasts, if you think about it, because like basically by the time the mid-80s rolled around and I was listening to popular music, Peter Cetera had co-opted the entire group and kicked all the horn players out and basically told them they could do background or dance in the background, you know, and made a Peter Cetera album being backed by some of the members of Chicago. It was their largest selling album of all time. So there's that.
Yeah, but those first albums, to me, are the best. They are so good.
Maybe I need to go back and revisit those because I've never done a deep dive in Chicago's early stuff.
Yeah, I'll send you a couple of really good ones. But I mean, Color My World, which I know on the piano with my eyes closed, that was a part of like a big old medley, like a 10-minute medley that you will know probably two or the three of the songs, but the transitions to these songs, it's as close to like a, what do they call like a themed album? Is that what they called those back in
concept
the
album?
A concept albums in the 70s and 80s? Yeah. Which I love. I mean, be creative people, but,
we might be talking about a concept album on a future episode.
Really nice tease, by the way.
Yes.
This song, Harry Truman, was released as a single in 1975 and never appeared on any studio album by the band.
Really?
Yes.
How did you find a copy of it? Is it on a compilation or something?
It's now out there in the ethers on digital. I mean, Spotify, they have Chicago's Greatest Hits or something like that. I'll have to actually, it's not on an album, but it's been reprised. But I've known this song since it was actually on the top 40 at one point in 75 or 76.
70s were a very confusing time. I can see where this would play on FM radio.
Yep. Written by Robert Lamb. This is actually more AM radio at the time. Believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Not FM. Yep. Founding members of the band. It's part of a suite of songs on an album that were influenced by historical figures, with Harry Truman specifically paying homage to the 33rd president of the United States.
That is such a 1975 thing to do. Hey, guys, have you all smoked enough dope yet? Cool. Let's do a concept album as a rock band based on historic figures. Who's with me? I'm thinking we start with Genghis Khan. And then Marie Antoinette, it'll be a ballad. And then maybe we'll shift into like Louis the 13th or I don't know, King George the 7th. You got Peter, it.
Peter Cetera's going, yeah, man, that's cool. Let's do it.
He's like, I got a so-called Longshanks I've been trying to get out for years.
That is hysterical. Anyway, I am super stoked that you liked it. It did have a Beatle-esque flair to it.
Yeah.
Especially the little talking in the background towards the end of the song. I mean,
about this was very Beatle-esque. I loved it.
Well, and it also makes sense given the time it was recorded and probably the influences of the band.
Yeah.
They're going to have that. So,
speaking of which, on a total side note, I just picked up a piece of vinyl. I texted you about this, but we haven't talked about it yet. They just released for the first time ever a bootleg that's been floating around for 50 years now. From 1974, called One Hand Clapping, from Paul McCartney and Wings, where they basically went into Abbey Road and did a double album, live album, all live to tape. It is spectacular. It is so good.
The song that jumped out on me when I listened to this, which it was Jet.
Yeah.
And I forgot how good that song is.
I just forgot how good that his band was.
Yeah. Yep.
Like the instrument, everything, it's all live and it's all really good.
And for those of you who don't understand, when you lay down a song and record it, you've got all the different parts. Sometimes, okay, Joe's getting a little obnoxious. sometimes you're not even in there at the same time as a band. You do part recordings and things like that. Right. When you're recording live, they hit record. And you start playing. And for the most part, that's what you're going to hear. Like we talked about the Faux, where they did an entire album side of Abbey Road from start to finish. And these, I mean, for sure you're going to be having a lot of rehearsals and things like that. But my goodness, that takes an incredible amount of talent. And I would guess those, not only studio musicians, but they've also played live a lot. And once you play live on stage, it becomes second nature to nail it right away. So anyway, that's kind of my little deal.
I loved that song. It really is one of the greatest songs I've never heard before. And I really enjoyed every second of it.
Excellent. Well, if you have anything to say to us, reach out on X Twitter at GSYNH Podcast or drop us a line on our Facebook page, The Greatest Song You Never Heard. And of course, there's our website, thegreatestsongyouneverheard.com. Again, we've made these promises. Sometimes they're hollow. We will do our very best to continue doing these every week. And sometimes that turns into every other month. Who knows?
It's true.
And thank you for the kind words on the song. That makes me feel good. You know, it's I've got Riley in the back of my mind the entire time I'm picking the song. I don't want your daughter to, throw any more verbal jabs my way. I have feelings, you know, Chris.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. At least two.
That's why the plural.
That's true. Well, with that, we want to thank you for listening to the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast, and thank Phil for bringing this week's greatest song that I never heard. Once again, it was Harry Truman from the band Chicago from 1975 from an album that was correct. Never released. It was only a single, which makes you wonder what their publishing company was thinking. That's another story. And with that, we will see you, feel you, touch you, talk to you, maybe even taste you next time on the Greatest Song You've Never Heard podcast.